Hello, this is Pastor Phil Fernandez of Trinity Bible Fellowship, and I just want to give you a few words of encouragement. Just read a couple passages to you. One is from Joshua 1:9, and this is when Moses had died, and now Joshua is going to lead the Jews into the promised land. And Joshua 1:9 says this: "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So as long as we go where God wants us to go, as long as we do what God wants us to do, as long as we say what God wants us to say, the Lord is with us, and he'll protect us. And, you know, we're going to face adversities in life. Right now we're going through the coronavirus. We're going to face adversities. But the fact of the matter is the Lord is with us if we're doing his will, and he'll protect us. When it's time to take us home, he'll take us home. When it's time to heal us, he'll heal us. When it's time to just, you know, let us live out our days. And yes, we're going to have to suffer in this world, but just be courageous because the Lord, we serve the Lord and live for him and build his kingdom and not our own. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says this to his disciples on the night he was betrayed. He's getting ready. He's encouraging them. They're going to go through some, you think we're going through tough times right now, the coronavirus. They were going through tough times. Their rabbi, their Messiah, their Savior, was going to be arrested, brutally beaten, and crucified that night. And Jesus told his disciples, and he says to us as well, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Now the Bible talks about fear, and the Bible says that we should fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so we need to come to God. We need to realize there is a God and you're not him. You need to trust in him for salvation and realize and fear God. He has the ability to throw you into the eternal flames of hell. And but you fear God, and because you fear God, you turn to the Lord Jesus for salvation. And then as we grow in the Lord, 1 John tells us that perfect love casts out all fear, for there's no fear in judgment. And so we reach that point where that fear relationship with the Lord becomes a love and trust relationship with the Lord. And obedience equals faith plus love in action. And so we begin to walk with the Lord and have this personal love relationship with him. But whatever the case, we fear the Lord. Paul tells us, even after we're saved, work out, not work for, but work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because it is God who is at work in you. And so because God indwells us and God is working through us, we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So the only thing we fear the Lord. The Bible tells us, what is man that you should fear him? The Bible tells us that we should not fear man, but we should only fear the one who has the power to throw us into hell. And so have a healthy, respectful fear, healthy respect for the Lord. Enter into that personal love, trust relationship with the Lord Jesus. Don't fear man. Don't fear the virus. You know, be smart, be wise. Listen to what the medical profession has to say. And but just trust in the Lord and acknowledge him in all your ways, and the Lord will direct your path. So there's no reason for us to fear anything other than the Lord himself. And so the Lord is with us. He'll bring us through this, but just be all that God called you to be. Make sure you go online and attend your church services online until we can start gathering and seeing each other face to face. Support your local church, whether you do it through the mail or online or through PayPal, whatever it may be. But let's move the kingdom of God forward in the midst of this difficult time and realize that Jesus still sits enthroned. He's king of all. And this idea that just trust in the government will take care of us, that's just the deification of the state. We need to turn to God in prayer and be wise and take care of our families, listen to the medical profession. But this idea of this absolute fear could catch us. I fear the government more than I fear the virus. But in the end, we should fear nothing but the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So it's my prayer that you trust in Jesus alone for salvation. You recognize we're all sinners. We can't save ourselves. The only way we could be saved is by trusting in the Lord Jesus, who took our sins upon himself when he died on the cross for our sins. And then he conquered death for us by bodily rising from the dead. The day will come when we'll receive our resurrection bodies if we trust in Jesus. There'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. Until that time, we'll be suffering. Some of us are going to get the virus. Some of us aren't going to have symptoms. Some of us are. Some of us are going to die from the virus. But Jesus is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we need to trust in him. Jesus said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" Trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation. Trust in him and his word for guidance in daily living, and the Lord Jesus will take care of his people. This is Pastor Phil Fernandez, Trinity Bible Fellowship. You want to contact us online, just get to our website, philfernandez.org, or you can mail correspondence to us at Trinity Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. That's P.O. Box 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. Yeah, that's it. All right, God bless you. God be with you. And can't wait till we see each other again.